A Royal Valley locker room chat. It continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers still looking to get that first game in for 2025. The Hiawatha matchups earlier this week postponed to later on in February, but getting set for a matchup at home against Pleasant Ridge on Friday. Well, I guess we'll start here, Coach. The last time out, December 20th, right before the break, obviously always a tough place to play when you go to Sabetha. Blue Jays able to get a win there. Just talk about maybe that game leading into the holiday break.
Yeah, we struggled to score, and so did they. You know, I don't think either team is necessarily playing great defense. Just both teams missing a lot of shots in the first half, and then they really opened it up in the third quarter, and some threes went down for them. And, you know, in a low scoring game and you hit three or four threes in a quarter, that might as well be 100 points. So, you know, once they were able to get that double digit lead, it was just hard for us to catch up because it was so difficult for us to put the ball in the basket. Like you said, tough place to play and obviously disciplined and well coached. And once they got a lead, they certainly were smart with the ball and held on to it.
How did you utilize that practice time over the holiday break with, you know, those couple of weeks there? Just talk about maybe the little extra practice time that you had with your coaches and your kids.
Sure. We took a little extra time. You know, I think the original Keisha practice date was like a Friday. We went ahead and gave them that weekend off. So, you know, we had a full week there, the week of New Year's. And I thought had good practice, certainly had good attendance. Had, you know, 90% of our kids there and certain all of our varsity kids every day. So that's always encouraging. And it's a good opportunity for us. And I know a lot of schools in our league, we share the gyms, you know. So you get the good gym one day and then you get the, you know, secondary gym the other. So getting that full week of getting the main gym and having everybody there was certainly beneficial. And, you know, a little bit of a screw thrown in there this week with the weather, so we have not been able to practice this week, but fortunately we get to have an open gym today for whoever can make it, so we can kind of get them moving around a little bit.
Yeah, just talk about the challenges. We see it, you know, last year it was no different. We saw this, and you obviously have to juggle with the postponements and the cancellations, but just you, from your perspective as the head coach, just the challenges when you have that stretch, you could practice a lot, now all of a sudden you have to just kind of sit back and get ready for a game with maybe limited prep time. So just from your perspective, just challenges in facing, you know, the weather and the cancellations and the postponements and stuff.
Sure. You know, it's certainly not ideal. I do have a very strong opinion, and that's that I nor any of them, other of my coaching friends make near enough money to worry about missing practice on a snow day, right? So sometimes it is kind of nice to have one snow day here when we've had three in a row. It gets a little rough, but biggest thing I think is that everybody's in the same boat. You know, this is a massive area-wide storm, so I don't think anybody else has been able to get into the gym much the last few days. Anyway, like I said, we're going to have an open gym today and certainly looking better for tomorrow. So the main thing is getting their legs underneath them and the ability to, you know, run around on all that. And the basketball part should be easy. You know, we've played games. We've had weeks of practices and all that's the easy part. The hard part is definitely conditioning and making sure your legs are ready to go for that first game.
Yeah, and with no game on Tuesday, it's essentially going to be 3 weeks since you guys played your last game right before the break. The challenges with the long layoff and obviously a team out of the Northeast Kansas League in Pleasant Ridge, what can you tell us about them?
Well, they had a big win right before break. They beat Jeff County North, if I'm not mistaken, pretty easily. And we happened to see JCN in our Jamboree, and I thought they were real solid. So certainly a good win for those guys. And a game that we need to be prepared for. Like I said, we've got to make sure that our legs are underneath us. You know, we've struggled to score all year anyway, so taking 3 weeks off, I don't think we can struggle much more to score. So hopefully maybe if anything that helps us if everybody's a little rusty. Because our kids, we do try hard and we defend and they do a lot of things really well. So just hopefully finding that rhythm one way or the other. And like I said, making sure our legs are underneath us and finding a way to put the ball in the hole. That's the name of the game. That's how we keep score.
That's right. Chris Brown, there it is, Royal Valley boys basketball coach, getting that first game in 2025 scheduled for Friday. Non-league tilt, they'll be taking on Pleasant Ridge. That'll be a home game for Royal Valley on Friday. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you. Have a good one.